Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 4th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released April 21st, 2003.
Nazarene, this question is from my chat friend Evie in Florida. She wants to know, is there such a thing as miracles?
Well, gee, Laura, I don't know. Let's see, is me talking through Demetrius and telling people what's going to happen in the future a miracle? No, I don't know. It could be, it might not be. Is me sending power to someone who is desperately ill and reviving them so they have 3 or 4 more years? To do God's work, is that a miracle? I'm not sure. It could be if a man is falling asleep at the wheel and going to hit a car full of women and children and kill them all, and one of my angels wakes him up and turns the wheel and he safely avoids the accident and starts sleeping and becomes a better person because of what happened, because of the fear that he nearly killed all these people. Is that a miracle? Gosh, I don't know. No, Allura, I don't know if that could be called a miracle or not. If a police officer is going to be shot by a criminal and one of my angels pushes the bullet away so it hits him at an angle and his bulletproof vest stops it rather than it going through the bulletproof vest and killing him, is that a miracle? I don't really know, Allura. I guess people are going to have to tell me if these are miracles or not, if the things that God's workers do are miracles or not. I'd like to have people get back to me on that and tell me that. Are these miracles? Are these wonders? Are these the power of God? Or are they just good fortune? I'd really like people's opinion on that, Allura.
I think they are, Nazarene. Definitely.
Well, that's one vote for miracles, Allura. Let's hope we can get a few more from other people. And I would like to hear from some people out there, some things that they have heard about that have happened to their friends and relations that they consider miracles. I think it would be a wonderful thing for us to talk about.
We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service. Jesus here. Allura is still busy, so here's a question we've had for some time, but I didn't get to answer it. Jeff asks, some time ago, my mother was desperately ill, and I prayed and prayed that she be saved, but she died and we lost her, and I can't understand why, because I know with your great power you could have saved her. Why didn't you save my mother? Well, Jeff, you might have a very hard time understanding it, but she wouldn't let me. She knew it was her time. She knew it was her time to return to God. She knew she had accomplished the things that she needed to accomplish in her life. And now it was her children's turn to accomplish those things that they had to accomplish and to do for others as she had done. This is why I could not save her, Jeff, because she didn't need to be saved. She wasn't afraid of death. She wasn't afraid of where she was going. And she wanted to see her loved ones. She had waited a long time to see them again. And that is why I could not save her. I could not interfere with her free will. She felt it was her time to go. And I cannot interfere with that, no matter how much others want me to. I cannot interfere with the wishes of their loved ones.
We'll be back again.